senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at your ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA, Gates Country.
Hey.
Gates Country Safari.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. If you drive,
oh, it's a Disney ride.
If you drive through, it's like, you don't feed the maggots.
Except it's not a ride, and it's real, and they vote.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you want to support the show, you could just buy shit through that link at Amazon. It doesn't cost you fuck. And Bezos tosses a few cents our way.
Oh, zoot alors.
And thanks to those that do.
Right. Thank you.
What else? Still hanging in on fucking X.
Yes.
I saw something.
It's creepy.
There's a couple of stories out today about how it's like Elon got exactly what he wanted. He wanted something that he could take on the evil media that was reporting, you know, the truth about him and shit.
You know, I'm on it right now, and I don't even know. I just scroll down, and it's...
Are you on the crab diving account?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just my own, and...
I was going to say, I have it open, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm just seeing a clown with the word Jesus on his hat doing some kind of rap, but I think it might be people making fun of religiosity, but I'm not sure. X is creepy, whatever.
But
it is.
In the discussion I was reading, I saw somebody said X marks the twat. I was like, there you go. That's what the internet's for.
Imagine you're so bored that you just buy something like that and ruin it.
Well, he wasn't bored. It's
part of the mission.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
To destroy democracy and make it so that, you know, this is the, if that old hag Ayn Rand were still alive, she'd be moist because of these billionaires that think they're so much smarter and better just because they lucked out, really, had some businesses or inherited a lot of money.
So it's Elon's mission to destroy.
I mean, I think he thinks he's helping. But I think by helping, he thinks, well, you have to let me take over.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Workers should just shut the fuck up and do their work and stuff like that. He's anti-union. He's...
Right.
Okay, Shell.
I'm looking for a theme here, and I feel like that's what the Republicans are doing. Like, that's how they're leaving, you know, without a speaker. They want to destroy it. They're trying to destroy government. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I think some of the Gatesy or lunatics are
they nihilists?
Are rubbing their jennies to what's going on. Yeah.
They love it. Could you imagine they love it?
Let's see what the headlines are on this lovely Monday. Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post.
I assume they elected a speaker.
No, I love this story though.
Yeah.
Was it last night or this morning? I think it was last night, yesterday. All these bombshell revelations, Ryan. They got Biden, finally.
Oh, my God. I saw it. So evil.
Comer put out an X marks the twat. And he was like, look, we got these evidence. James Biden. It's not even Hunter. It's like they're going after his brother now.
Well, yes. It's very evil what went on.
Republicans announced that they had uncovered a direct payment to President Joe Biden exactly the kind of evidence they've sought, linking the Biden the president to his family's foreign business deals. But the March 2018 payment came from Biden's brother James, not some Ukrainian oligarch or Chinese tycoon.
Yes.
And it was marked as a loan repayment.
Right. Right. A loan repayment. Okay. So what? And then which led to what? What was after that? That's it.
Well, obviously, communism.
That, it's time to impeach Joe Biden, obviously, isn't it?
still House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, who obtained the records via subpoena, said the $200,000 check looks suspicious for the president. I have to sneeze.
He loaned his brother money. Impeach him now, please. Joe Biden, am I to understand that Joe Biden loaned his brother money? And then in the past, he has also loaned his brother money. And then his brother has repaid him with motherfucking interest, even. How evil. I can't believe I'm reading this.
Comer put out a video.
Oh, my God.
Does he have the documents proving he lent such a large sum of money to his brother? And what were the terms of such financial arrangement?
I'm sure there were terms, you dumb shit. He paid him back with interest. What the fuck?
Well, and do you need to sign documents if you loan family members money? Have we come to that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a big amount. Maybe there's limits, but
you know,
I would think if you I don't do you
well.
Don't,
it, but
you have to register. If I borrowed $10 from somebody, do we have to call it in to Matt Gaetz and let him know?
And it looks like I saw this, and in the past he's loaned his brother other amounts. It was less. I guess the 200 was the most, maybe. But his brother has paid him back with interest. I really don't I guess I'm not a banker or a forensic accountant, but I am failing to see the smoking gun. I don't understand. He loaned his brother money. Impeach his ass. I want a special counsel. I mean, I really don't understand. It's just so sad. Now, is Joe Biden still being considered for impeachment, or have they just stopped?
This is why do you think they're doing it?
But no, I'm just saying, there's nothing there. He fucking, and you know what else they found? I read the article. They found, they didn't find any weird transactions from China, but they did find that he did pay some vet bills.
Oh, well, that's very important.
And some plumbing bills. He's boring. You know,
Comer has been leading Republicans' investigation and impeachment inquiry into Biden, which so far hasn't implicated the president. Democrats at the Oversight Committee say the personal bank records recently provided show that Biden loaned his brother the money. Sorry. Raskin said, Jamie Raskin, Maryland, said, these records actually show that the president was the one who stepped in to help family members when they needed support, including by providing short-term loans to his brother.
God damn it.
Raskin said the 1,400 pages of records Republicans got from their subpoenas asking banks for several years of records relating to the president's brother and son. How is that legal?
You fucking assholes. You have no reason. You're just fishing.
But I mean, how is that legal? These are private citizens. How is it legal for them to just willy-nilly with no evidence? They have no reason.
I thought, based on shows I've watched, I thought you did need probable cause, though, right?
That's what I'm saying. They don't have any evidence.
Right.
They have nothing.
I mean, other than the fact that they can do it, I guess they don't necessarily need it. I mean, that's weird. I don't know.
HuffPo obtained check images and a spreadsheet reflecting wire transfer records that mostly corroborate Raskin's claim about the $200,000 transaction.
Let me understand something. His brother needed money, and then he loaned his brother money, and then his brother paid him back. And I just want to say something. I know that you Republicans are, you guys go on crazy vacations, a lot of you. You have, like, I can't imagine the lifestyle of a Matt Gaetz on vacation, the shit he's up to. You know what I mean? And these Republicans party. They do all kinds of crazy fucking shit. There's the foam, the orgies, the cocaine, bonfires, or whatever. But for the most part, a lot of these Democrats are boring as fuck. And there's nothing, I mean, they're not like you guys, is my point.
It appears that the documents say an account connected to Joe Biden sent James Biden $40,000 in July 2017, $200,000 in January 2018, and that James Biden paid the money back without interest. The wire transfer records do not say anything about, well, they wouldn't say what why the money was transferred.
Yeah.
Paul Fishman, attorney representing James Biden, called the Oversight Committee's description of the repayment check from his client to Joe highly misleading. The committee has the bank documents showing both the loan Jim received from his brother and the repayment by check 6 weeks later. At no time did Jim invite his brother in any of his business relationships.
It's just, you know what's sad? It's just family business that people are just dragging out there for no fucking reason.
Comer says, I don't believe that Biden gave his brother a loan.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He said, it doesn't matter because James Biden was moving money around in a corrupt scheme that ultimately benefited Biden. Even this, if this was a personal loan repayment, it's still troubling that Joe Biden's ability to be paid back by his brother depended on the success of his family's shady financial dealings. Shady financial dealings.
How many people have loaned family members money? I mean, what the fuck? I can't imagine. This is so funny to me.
It's just so ridiculous.
I mean, how many loans has Trump say gotten over the years?
Loans
that might have appeared more
stolen,
suspicious than this.
Stalin
this
money.
This is insane. It's
Stolen.
All the Stalin money out there, and you guys, you fucking Republicans, have the absolute nerve to focus on this non-Stalin. Stupid.
He used Stalin again yesterday, I think.
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah. At this point, I think he's. He's trying to just change the narrative, or he's trying to say, well, that's how you spell it in, you know, the original German.
God, I mean, is this insane or what? Are they fucking nuts?
It's so sad.
Like, with all, but really, but have the nerve of these assholes with all the financial shit Trump's got going on. They're like this loan to Biden's brother. God, go fuck yourselves.
And now we're going to hear. Now we're going to hear from these idiots for the next. You know, 20 years about this. Oh, what about his brother? What about the $200,000 check you gave him? It says right on there from China. I know it does. You can smell the rice on that. They went to a Chinese restaurant once, I heard.
Hey, what about the $1 billion Qatar gave what's his face? The son-in-law, Jared.
Oh, yeah.
What about that?
Was it the Saudis or was it Qatar?
I don't remember.
I think it was the Saudis.
I thought it was the Qatar because he changed their designation from a terrorism state.
So that's the headline. Over to the HuffPo, another quote bombshell.
Jeez. So wait.
Turns out to be a dud.
I have a question. Is Joe Biden still under threat of impeachment?
Well, if they find something.
Is there an impeachment Anything. Inquiry right now?
Kind of. It's actually an evidence inquiry because they're trying to desperately to find anything.
They need to find some.
Yeah, yeah. See, they can't comprehend. And I kind of believe this of many of the Republicans, that they cannot comprehend someone that may not be balls deep in corruption.
Yes.
It just doesn't register to them.
But wait, also their lifestyles, though. These Republicans just, honestly, these guys just don't even think like people that aren't corrupt, you know? They just can't imagine. You're right, they can't imagine.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Boo!
The Iran ready to ramp up USA attacks. What?
Jeez.
USA has intelligence that Iranian-backed militia groups are planning to ramp up attacks against U.S. forces in the Middle East as Iran seeks to capitalize on the backlash in the region to support to U.S. support for Israel.
Okay.
I saw that there was a resolution, I think, at the U.N. Something, I don't know if it was like now or when, but somebody was, you know, it's on fucking X.
Yes.
But it was a UN resolution for to call for a ceasefire on both sides.
Okay.
And it passed everybody but two.
Okay.
Israel and the United States. Jeez. We voted no.
Why?
To try to have the UN support a or recommend a ceasefire.
It's a recommendation, even.
I don't think it has teeth. Yeah, I don't know if it's bind, you know, but that just shows the.
You know, what I think is happening, I think Biden is stalling the ground invasion. Or not stalling. It's like.
Well, that's what, yeah, the HuffPo headline was right before the Republicans took it another shit.
Yeah.
What
do you mean by that?
Earlier this morning, it was the headline was that they think that Biden is trying to just slow walk the the invasion.
Slow walk it because you know there is some wild ass like Delta Force motherfuckers down there looking for Hamas, and they're hoping that they can find him real quick before they have to do this. Is that what this is?
I don't know. I think they know what that whatever the Israelis do, it unless it's very, very thought out and careful, is not going to be looked at well by a lot.
Right.
You can't. It's horrible what Hamas did. You can't match atrocities with atrocities. And I'm sorry, right wingers and Republicans, you are fucksticks and you are are evil assholes. And if you identify as Christians, go fuck yourselves, because if you're hoping that every man, woman, and child in Gaza is killed, which I see these comments all the time.
Oh my God.
That they deserve it, that blah, 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 blah. You're an inhuman. You can't match atrocities with atrocities. Well, they did it. That's why I saw somebody's trying to have footage released of some of these bodies they found and everything. It's like, okay, yes, we believe you.
It's horrible.
We believe there were atrocities. That doesn't mean, hey, Israel, go ahead, chop some kids' heads off. Why don't you? Why don't you rape some women? Why don't you go ahead? You guys got carte blanche. What the fuck kind of a barbaric world do we fucking live in,
but
if
also,
people think that is okay?
Do you believe that the Palestinians like living under Hamas? I can't imagine. It's might be fucking horrible.
But Hamas might be the only thing that is keeping, like, feeding them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's how those terrorist organizations work. That's how Al-Qaeda rolled. That's how
Taliban
rolled.
They're withholding the
Because the shitty government doesn't help people. And these wacko religious organizations roll in with food and, you know, a couple of rules to go with it. Like, put those women in burqas.
Oh, God. I don't know. I really am surprised any of this is happening, because I thought Jared was figuring this one out. He had a PowerPoint and everything. Yeah.
Didn't Trump wonder why he didn't get a peace prize for moving our embassy to Jerusalem or some shit like that?
How about this?
Cause more problems?
The United Shush. I mean, there's nothing like the United Shush.
Well, right.
God bless the United Shush.
There it is. That's good enough for America.
Oh God, I think our opening might have been echoey. I see that button is already on over there.
United Shush.
Fucked up.
Well, it sounds cool.
Let's see.
Shush.
Intelligence shows Iranian-backed militias are ready to ramp up attacks against.
God damn.
And who backs Iran?
Russia.
Ding, 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 ding.
Pat, does Putin like or love this?
Oh, loves it.
He loves it.
Loves it. Anything to destabilize Western democracy.
It just makes me think
why the Republicans love him.
Well, let's say Republicans. I don't know why I'm even thinking of this, but I watch a bunch of spy bullshit on television. And I just want to say the next time, like a hot, like redheaded Russian woman who claims to be a gun rights advocate for the country, for people of Russia, and they want to fuck your brains out, please check for listening devices and things like that, right?
Well, yeah.
Just a suggestion.
I mean,
God.
But, I mean, that's never going to work. There's,
okay.
I mean, there's honeypots for a reason because right. It works. Right. The smartest guy can fall to the well-wielded vagine.
There's a show that I watched, and I can give you a quote out of context, and it won't be a spoiler, but this person who may or may not have been played by Nicole Kidman says, listen, they're talking about trying to cover up some special ops thing that was supposed to look like cops did it. And she was like, listen, don't bother covering it up because some police captain is going to get compromised by some Russian asset.
Yeah.
Some 17-year-old Russian asset.
Yeah.
Spy.
Here you go.
To the United States. I don't think a lot of good things are going to happen. And I will implement strong ideological screening of all
idea. I will implement ideological.
Hey, why don't we screen your fucking brain while we're at it? I'm just curious to see what's going on in there.
To the United States. I don't think a lot of good things are going to happen. And I will implement strong ideological screening of all immigrants. If you hate America, if you want to abolish Israel, if you don't like our religion, which a lot of them don't, if you sympathize with jihadists, then we don't want you in our country, and you are not getting in. Right?
Okay. Just fine.
We don't want you. Okay. Get out of here. You're fired.
Oh, my God.
He sounds it real quick. At the beginning, just when he says a lot, do you hear the way he says that?
A lot. He always says it that way.
That way, that's
a
when
lot.
He's, I feel like he's particularly lit when he says it like that. Like, I don't know what's kicking in at this point or if it's. I mean, maybe his diaper is just totally fresh and on a little too tight. And he just says, having this euphoric moment.
He definitely has, you know, slurrier times and less slurry times.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably depends on when he gets his Happy Meal.
Right.
With his Adderall.
Right. I went to shoot a thing.
Those are your headlines, everybody. All kinds of news.
Yay.
We've got.
God. Wait, is that all of the Trump clip?
Oh, there might be more that I
I'm so sorry.
Might come across.
God, that was good.
A lot.
He, oh, this didn't age well.
This is stunning, heartbreaking, infuriating, and the most unpatriotic acts I can even imagine for people in this country to have participated in any way, shape, or form. And I want the American public to know right now that we will not be intimidated. American patriots are fed up with the corruption from the local level to the highest level of our government, and we are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are.
Rudy! She's trying to see
Sidney Powell, yeah.
Oh, wow. This, you know what? Honestly, this ages perfectly. God, this is beautiful. See? How can you?
These morons.
God. It's. Oh, Rudy.
So we're up to 9.
9!
Appropriate.
Right.
9 Republicans now are running for House Speaker.
Oh, yes.
And out of those only two,
yes,
voted to certify the 2020 election. So seven of the Republicans running for speaker.
The majority didn't.
Voted to, yeah, to.
Oh, guys. No. I mean, can you really?
Well, then there you go.
Is there no rule?
The nine candidates running include House Majority Whip Tom Emmer from Minnesota, Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma, Austin Scott from Georgia, Donalds from Florida, Jack Bergman from Michigan. Byron Donalds, I would think, less of a chance.
Yes.
He is black.
Right.
Representative Jack Bergman, Michigan.
Yes.
Representative Mike Johnson, Louisiana. Pete Sessions from Texas, Dan Moyser from Pennsylvania, Gary Palmer, not the who I think is dead, golfer from Alabama. Right.
Who? Which one of these people?
Alabama.
Right.
Gary Palmer.
Which one certified the election? Which ones?
I don't know of that group. I don't. But two.
We don't know which. We don't know which.
Well, we do. I don't have it in front of me.
I just. I'm sorry. That's. Boy, I mean, I guess that's not notable anymore, and it's not a big deal. It just seems, wow, that seems crazy to me, doesn't it?
Here you go. Farther down in the story, Emmer and Scott are the ones that voted to certify the election. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who's kind of one of the favorites, but like you just said,
I mean,
now that that's come out, good luck.
I to me, this is the point of what happened. They either set McCarthy up to agree to this, and then
who
the evil Republicans that want to break our government. Down. They want to Matt Gaetz and all these fucks. They want to break the government. Now our house is never going to work again because these dumb shitbags can't elect anybody.
If we take over again, and then the Democrats can change the rules back on all that shit. You think the Democrats are stupid enough to allow one person to call for a vacate vote?
No, of course not. And also, they I mean, you know, listen, they work as a team. God. And listen, and about the Republicans, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, but that party is, and no offense, but you guys are fucking cancer. Pure fucking cancer. You're all horrible. Fuck off. You can't even pick a leader of the shit pile. God.
It's where the money came from. And the money came from Jim Biden, where he influence peddled to a company in the United States that he went and said that he could help through his brother's contacts get capital from the Middle East.
Well, what evidence do you have of this? This is what his speculation is. And he thinks that Biden's lying and that the $200K was the payment that he got from the Russian oligarch or the Ukrainian, I should say. They love Russian. You notice they say Ukrainian. They don't say Russian. They say Ukrainian or China.
But that's not true.
Because Putin would not allow them to say Russia.
Yes, yes, of course. But nonetheless, it's not true.
None of it's true.
It's crazy.
Right.
God, guys. Jesus. They're cancer, though. They just say the same bullshit over and over. People absolutely believe that that money came from China or something, right?
Well, sure. With no evidence, yeah.
Stupid fucks.
No
evidence.
Also in the news, the aforementioned Rudy.
God damn it, Rudy.
Rudolph Giuliani. Oh, that one. That one. You're going to have to check the walls of the bathroom.
The vitals on my smartwatch are flatlining.
Rudy, where's my Rudy fucking story here in my spreadsheet? I know I put it in there. Mm-hmm. There it is. This is crazy. I mean, I think he's losing it even more, I guess, if that's possible.
Wow, that is the most shocking thing I could imagine. How could he lose it even more?
Well, because he saw the Kraken flip.
Yes.
And he saw the Cheese Bro flip.
Well, he knew this was coming, right? I mean, who's
shocked? They were going to flip? No.
Yes. Who was shocked at this point?
They were waiting. She waited till the day before. Cheesy Bro waited till the day of.
Right.
To take a deal.
Yeah.
But let's face it, he's on Iran's side and he's on Hamas's side.
This is Biden. Our president is on Iran's side,
yes,
and Hamas's side, even though Biden is busting his balls to get, yes, aid to Israel and to wholeheartedly support Israel.
There's no way Rudy doesn't have brain damage or hearing loss from all this, these gases escaping. Oh, yeah. From his rectum and leaking.
Maybe
into
he's getting rid of the bad juju when he does that. And he
can't hear
it. It's actually
anymore.
How he stays alive.
But let's face it, he's on Iran's side and he's on Hamas's side. He is not on our side. We don't have a president now really functioning in the best interest of the United States. Plus, he's got a bunch of spies in his administration. This guy is working for Iran. Why? Maybe because they've infiltrated his administration the way the communists infiltrated Roosevelt's administration. But
the way the communists infiltrated Roosevelt's.
Sometimes I think is this the show with just wall to wall at Rudy with the farts. I mean, it's so funny, man. It's funny. It's the funniest shit. Poor Rudy. God, he he's in medical trouble and legal trouble, it sounds like.
Rudy said, he's got nobody, he's got no one in Gaza. The money is going to go into Gaza. Hamas controls it. They're just as good at the mafia.
Yeah.
Grabbing the money from people. I mean, he's either being a total fool or a big liar. Probably both. That's what he says of our president.
Right.
Rudy Giuliani.
Yay!
On Newsmax, by the way.
That was from Newsmax?
Hard-hitting journalism. On Newsmax.
God, Rudy, you know, my first thought was like, I actually can't believe Newsmax would have you on, but I don't know. Right? Isn't Newsmax like...
Newsmax...
I know they're Newsmax, like swampers, like, but...
And they were smart at, like, right after the election. They didn't jump on that, the Smartmatic bullshit.
They knew that... Well, they didn't want to get sued, they, right?
Somebody there had brains enough.
They're like, no.
To be like, look, yeah, this is not... meanwhile, it was Smartmatic and... what's the other one?
The one from Venezuela, is...
Anyway, the two corporations that...
Smartmatic and damn it, I can't. I really can't remember it. But that's the one that's suing Lindell, Mike Lindell, the
Dominion,
Dominion.
Right, but they, yeah, Newsmax didn't like Newsmax. Pretty early on, said, "Well, you know, we're not really sure about evidence of this of all this this stuff that they're talking about."
Right, and that's smart. Then you hang back, and then you let all your competition get sued into the Stone Age. And then all the maggots are yours for a little bit, right?
Well,
I mean, if you want,
Fox
them.
Took a $700 million hit and didn't seem to.
Well, that's Fox, though, right?
Blink.
I mean, that's money just coming out of Rupert Murdoch's nutsack.
So the nine people are running, and this week they're going to try again. Heading back to square one to try to pick a new speaker.
Who's going
to
win? Who's going to do it?
I think Emmer will probably get it, but who the fuck knows?
No. How many does he have to have?
They'll get some Democrats to vote for him.
You're just voting for this guy because he said that the Republicans, that Biden won. That is such a low bar. Imagine that's the bar.
nine Republicans are vying for the top spot. Remains unclear if any of them will be able to drum up the votes to secure the gavel.
How sad.
It's been, tomorrow will be 3 weeks since eight Republicans joined Democrats in voting to oust former Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Wait, and you're about, you got to fund the government in about 5 minutes, you stupid shits.
Tonight, Republicans will convene in the Capitol for their third candidate forum, where those vying for the gavel will have the opportunity to dance on poles and wave their willies around to pitch to the rest of the conference.
Wait, explain to me, you're saying Tom Emmer could win. But that would mean he would need, there's so many of them.
Well, I mean, they're not going to find someone. They're just not, because anybody that will be palatable to the quote sane Republicans.
Yes.
Matt Gaetz and those bottom dwellers will say no fucking way. He's a rhino.
Yeah.
They want one of their own. They want a lunatic.
The Democrats are saying this. They're saying we will support a speaker that believes Biden is president, they would probably, and is not a pedo.
Right. They would. Oh, well. Don't throw that complication
come
in.
On.
We need to have some candidates.
God, I mean.
The
it's too much to ask, isn't it?
You know, Emmer would probably be palatable to the Democrats. But the sheer fact that he would be palatable to the Democrats means that Matt Gaetz and those cunts won't vote for him.
Is Emmer pro-choice? Yes or no?
No.
Well, fuck that.
We're not going to get. Not going to get Hakeem Jeffries as speaker until 2024.
I really. This time next week. This time next week, the chances in 10, 10 being the most likely, one the least, that there will be a Speaker of the House. In this country? 1 in 10. This time next week. I'm saying 3. Not very likely. I think it's one. You think it's not remotely likely. God damn. You guys are fucking losers. I mean, no offense. I mean, jeez. That's why they're cancer. The only thing.
Maybe they'll surprise us. Maybe they'll shock us.
This is how I'm right. No, this is how I'm right. Republicans are cancer because cancer can't do anything good. All cancer can do is bad shit. They can't do anything.
Unless you're pro-cancer.
Well, yeah. I don't even. Right. That's true. We have to outthink this cancer. I don't know. I think this is by design, though. Don't you, dog? I really do. I think these fucks are nihilists. I think they're sadists as well as masochists.
Well, don't,
the pain is going out. The pain is coming
nihilism.
In. I'm sorry. Sorry. I would like to apologize to all nihilists and to the dog. I don't know how you are.
The Emmer is currently the majority whip. He's likely to be an early front runner. He's the third highest ranking Republican in the conference. So that was
who were the
previously,
first?
Well, it was McCarthy and then Scalise.
And why didn't Scalise work out? Because
they rolled him out of the clown car while it was still moving.
Why don't you? This is what I suggest. Go back to Steve Scalise. Then I actually would like to apologize to Steve Scalise by saying the Republican Party's cancer. He's literally battling cancer, so that was
Scalise. True. Dave. So Scalise, doesn't raise money real well.
Is he pro-choice or pro-life?
There is not one pro-choice Republican.
Okay,
but he is. He's supposedly not good at raising money, so he was. Hmm. He was never, you know. You want a speaker that can suck a golf ball through a hose.
Well, I mean, well, who would that be? Let's think about it for a second. Who's the best? Who's got the best?
McCarthy
best
said
capabilities on it.
Emmer knows how to do the job, so there you go. He must do some ball tickling and maybe a knuckle or two deep.
We need Mike Pence back in the old house.
We need to get him elected this week and move on, said McCarthy, and bring not just party together, but focus on what this country needs most.
Oh, please.
You nobody guys, believes you.
You're terrifying. I shudder to think what you think we need most.
Let's see. Mike Turner, Republican of Ohio, said getting 217 is obviously going to be very difficult. It is the sort of Rubik's cube of the answer to all of this.
You're so stupid. That doesn't make any sense. Is he competing for the
and
for
is
the Golden
the
Rose?
Sort of Rubik's cube of the answer to all of this? I guess that means
that's what he says about his dick when he's pulling it out and putting it through a glory hole.
God.
Good point. Well said.
One lawmaker is leading an effort to try to avoid another embarrassing showdown on the House floor.
Well, good luck, motherfucker.
Representative Mike Flood of Nebraska is urging colleagues to sign a pledge to back whomever the conference nominates.
Oh, fuck you.
So whoever wins, you should sign a pledge to support so that we don't look like dumb fucks again.
Too bad, motherfucker.
But that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, that ain't happening. And guess what? You are going to look like dumb fucks again. Mike Flood is Mike Flood pro-choice, even. From Nebraska. Maybe he is.
Asked and answered.
Right. None of them. None of them. Fuck you, Mike.
As in addition to McCarthy's very valuable endorsement, Emmer has endorsements from Buddy Carter of Georgia, Pete Stauber of Minnesota,
woo!
Brad Finstadt of Minnesota.
Nine!
Donald's from Florida has Corey Mills and Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida backing him.
God, Kevin, who gives a fuck who you're endorsing? I mean, right? That's totally irrelevant, isn't it? Who's Jim Jordan endorsing?
I don't think he's put his...
Is he the speaker now?
No.
It's still Patrick McHenry.
Yes.
That's my guy.
But he's not.
Right.
He really does. All he does is hold the votes for speaker. That's all he can do. That's why they were trying to vote to give him some powers to bring up actual legislation.
What
so
happens?
That they could pass these aid packages for Israel and Ukraine.
Can't we do that then? Just real quick, guys?
Well, they said no.
Who said no?
The Republicans.
Guys! See, that... it's
Jim Jordan signed off on it that morning, remember? And then they took it to the conference, and Matt Gaetz and the rest of the cunts were like, no fucking way.
Oh.
So he said, well, okay.
God.
We won't do that then.
Jeez, you Nazis. Wow. Fascism.
So, yeah, the third attempt, we'll see what happens tonight. After their latest, I wonder if they'll have pizza.
You know, I think it might be worth exploring the next time there's some adults in charge, like looking at shit like this and thinking, let's imagine these rules and regulations as if the people that we're trying to regulate don't want to follow them, like don't want to follow them at all, because that's a problem with our government. Our government is designed for people who have a good heart and good intentions. But what if they don't? What are we going to do about it? Oh, my God. Like, why are we letting them hold us hostage like that? They can't even bring up shit because they can't vote on a guy?
Right.
It seems like there should be a way around that one. Who cares if you can't vote on a guy? That doesn't mean you shut down the planet.
New reporting elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
The New York Times revealed that Australian billionaire Anthony Pratt.
Nine!
Is, I guess, was a buddy of Trump's or was hanging out with Trump or whatever. And
little Nazis.
Trump was totally spilling secrets to him.
Yes.
I'm trying to.
He's so chatty.
Here we go. Trump shared sensitive. Of course, he's denying the reports.
Right.
And in fact,
Trump is denying.
I forget. We'll get to what he said. He said something like "strange little man."
Oh,
or something.
Awesome.
Allegedly, according to the Times.
Yes.
He shared sensitive information with a Mar-a-Lago member, Anthony Pratt.
Ooh, how fun.
On the calls he had with the leaders of Iraq and Ukraine.
Oh, okay. That sounds fine.
According to audio, there's tapes, according to audio leaked to Australian media.
Oh, shit.
Australian billionaire Pratt is one of the 84 potential witnesses whom federal prosecutors identified in Trump's classified documents trial, scheduled to begin in Florida in May.
What the fuck are these guys up to?
Pratt described Trump's business practices as being like the mafia, according to audio from a joint investigation by Australians 60 Minutes show.
Wow, no shit.
The Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, which is the New York Times, also obtained.
Right. But no shit. We know that. He does. He operates like a thug.
It hadn't even been on the news yet. And Trump said, so I just bombed Iraq today, claimed the global executive of Pratt Industries, one of conversations in 2019. He said, and the president of Iraq called me up and said, you just leveled my city. This is what Trump is saying. The president of Iraq. And he said, and I said to him, okay, what are you going to do about it?
My God. I hope he's lying.
Pratt allegedly described Trump in other audio excerpts. Like, this isn't Trump we have tapes of. This is Pratt. We have tapes of Pratt telling other people.
Right, that Trump said, told him.
Yeah. He described Trump in other audio excerpts as outrageous, with a love for shocking people and knowing exactly what to say, what not to say, so that he avoids jail, but gets so close to it that it looks to everyone like he's breaking the law.
Jeez. Well, I mean, isn't this breaking law? I mean, it's like, isn't that like revealing top secret shit to people? I mean, you can't just say we bombed somebody. You can't walk out of the Situation Room and go have drinks with somebody and say, hey, we just did X, Y, and Z, right?
Well, he can. He's
well, you can't.
He declassified it by doing that.
Oh, it's mental declassification, Barbara Eden style.
The audio also appears to show Pratt recounting Trump describing to him in the 2019 call he had with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that helped lead to his first impeachment. Trump said, you know that Ukraine phone call? There was nothing compared to what I usually do. That Ukraine phone call, that's nothing compared to what we usually talk about. Good God.
What a fucking maniac.
What does that mean?
You know he said that shit. Well, I don't know what that means. I bet it could mean a lot of things. Shit.
In a Truth Social post late last night.
Somebody's upset.
The failing New York Times story leaked by deranged Jack Smith and the Biden political opponent abuser DOJ.
Yes.
He thinks Jack Smith leaked the story about a red-haired weirdo from Australia named Anthony Pratt is fake news. I never spoke to him about submarines, but I did speak to him about creating jobs in Ohio and Pennsylvania, because that's what I'm all about. Jobs, great economy, low taxes. No inflation, energy dominance, strong borders, no endless wars, low interest rates. Those are all in caps, by the way. And much more.
How could there be any more Schittler?
Maggie Hagerman, and the Misfits never called me for comment. Why would they? They just write anything they want. Whether it's correct or not is of zero importance to them. All the news that's unfit to print. That's why we call it the fake news.
Yes. Hey, I have a question. I thought Trump wasn't allowed to refer to Jack Smith as deranged or sick.
I think he can.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think that was part of it.
He can still call Jack a sick puppy.
I think so.
I like that. I think it's funny. I don't think Jack Smith is a sick puppy at all, but Trump saying that makes me laugh. It's funny.
But in another revelation.
Okay.
In these same conversations, this Pratt, per reports from the New York Times, okay. The audio was recorded without the billionaire paper packaging exec's knowledge. So somebody who was taping this guy.
Right.
Made sometime during Trump's time as president. Pratt described a time Trump asked his third wife, Melania.
Yes.
To wear a bikini around Mar-a-Lago to make other men jealous.
Ah! Wait. I think they're getting a story mixed up. This is actually Michelle Obama, Barack, story.
Oh, right, right, yeah. No, it's Jimmy Carter.
Rosalind!
Roz, why don't you show some titties? Show them that ass, Roz. Pratt, who ingratiated himself with the Trump world as a high-paying member of Mar-a-Lago, remembers the president, 77, asking then-First Lady, 53, yes, to saunter around the pool in her swimsuit, quote, so all the other guys can get a look at what they're missing.
What the fuck? That's a former president, okay? Profound words.
She said, now, don't make me like Melania.
Okay.
In the recordings, Pratt said that Melania hit back and said to Trump, I'll do that when you walk around with me in your bikini.
Yeah, Trump, put on that diaper and go down by the fucking pool. Oh, it's crazy. What a nice guy. Put on a swimsuit.
This comes after a similarly sleazy Trump story that emerged in excerpts of Mitt Romney's upcoming biography.
Oh, wow.
By journalist McKay Coppins, which is just came out, published by Rolling Stone last week. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
To get Mitt Romney's bio.
In the book. Right? Well, a bio of him by someone else. Yeah.
Okay.
In the book, Coppins says Romney remembered the politician making a crude comment about his wife to his son, Josh Romney. So Trump said something to Romney's kid.
Poor Josh.
Telling him, when I drop her, the phone's going to ring off the hook. Every guy in New York wants to go out with her.
Why would you be...
When I drop her?
Mr. President, why are you thinking that, sir? That's insane, Mr. President. Josh Romney.
He said this to Mitt Romney's kid.
Dad, you're never going to believe the shit fucking Trump said to me. Holy fuck.
Okay, I just came back from my mission as a Mormon.
Mitt is like, did he say the thing about, like, as soon as he drops his wife, all these women are going to want to fuck him in front of her?
Yeah. Oh, God. So there you go. What a class act. Class act, that former president of ours, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah, Trump, why don't you put the diaper on? Go down to the sauna if you want Melania to walk around in that bikini, right?
But yeah.
He probably does sit.
You put on your bikini.
Right. Please don't.
And $100,000.
Right. He can't afford it, Donald. He can't afford it.
Coming up on the top of the hour, everybody. Yay. We do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern.
That's right, Pat.
We have a rare guest coming on Wednesday.
Yes.
Second half of the show.
That's true.
Comedian friend of the show, Michael James Benson.
I'm picking him up at the airport later.
Who is has been on the show before over the years.
Yes.
Both here and in Los Angeles.
Right.
He's doing a tour of the area.
That's true. We're doing some shows together.
We'll be stopping by.
That's right.
Rated R Comedy.
Yes.
Check out the socials. Find out where you can go see these guys if you're around this area.
Yes.
This story is, we did that James Biden one. We did that one.
You know, you mean the story where Joe Biden loaned his brother money?
Yeah.
That story and how he's getting impeached for it? Jesus.
Trump is already saying Sidney Powell is never my lawyer.
Nine!
She was one of millions and millions of people who thought, and in ever-increasing numbers still think, correctly, that the 2020 president election was, all caps, rigged and stolen.
He didn't say that again, did he? He really did?
100%.
Oh my God, you dumb shit!
Rigged and stolen, and our country is being absolutely destroyed because of it. That was all caps.
I shame on people. If you voted for this guy, you wanted a guy to be president that said Stalin. God, that's who you are. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
I mean,
that's
the bar. I want a president that doesn't say that. It doesn't get that wrong. That's what I want. Oh, wow. That believes the election was, you know, I don't know, Stalin. How sad.
Meanwhile,
Stupid shit.
We do have this.
Thank you very much for coming. This is representative of our legal team. We're representing President Trump, and we're representing the Trump campaign. When I finish, Sidney Powell and then Jenna Ellis will follow me, and we will present in brief the evidence that we've collected over the last, I guess it is 2 weeks. Also, Joseph DeGeneva, Victoria Tenzinger here with me. There are a lot more lawyers working on this, but we're the senior lawyers.
We're the senior lawyers. We're the senior lawyers.
Meaning the ones in charge of all
working
this.
Working for the campaign, yeah.
Right.
She was never my lawyer.
Wasn't there one sound that you didn't have that was in there from the beginning? Wasn't there one? Didn't he have a real fart?
Not in that one. Not in that
oh,
one.
That wasn't it? No, okay. No.
That was a fake congressional hearing he had with some, wasn't it some Pennsylvania whores
from
the GOP, and they set up a table at a fucking Holiday Inn and called it a congressional hearing.
It can't be looking good for Rudy Giuliani right now, right? It just simply cannot. I mean, there's just no
He's
way
fucked.
To.
He's right fucked.
You're right fucked, Rudy.
So yeah, Trump saying no, wasn't even my lawyer.
Yay.
Oh, look, Ivanka was at Kim Kardashian's birthday party.
Oh. Jeez.
Do we care?
God, I would be like, don't invite that bitch to my house. Get her the fuck. That
Ivanka Trump attended Kim Kardashian's birthday party in Beverly Hills Friday night. Trump's daughter appeared with Kardashian in a photo posted to the Skims founder's Instagram page.
Gross, Kim. My God. How? I mean, that's gross, right?
Journalist Lauren Sanchez, who is engaged to Jeff Bezos.
Oh, okay.
And attorney Lydia Keeves were also in the picture.
Right.
I don't know who that is.
Is there anyone there that earns minimum wage in this story?
Kim Kardashian said, "So blessed to have hit the jackpot of friends. I couldn't have ever dreamed I would be so lucky to call these girls my friends."
Are you kidding me? Did he really say that about Ivanka?
Yeah.
Gross, Kim. Gross. I don't want to be friends with Ivanka. Go fuck yourself.
Ivanka shared two photos with Kardashian on her Insta stories.
Ew.
And she wrote, "Loved celebrating you." Ugh. HBD, Kim.
HBD. What does HBD mean? Oh, happy birthday. Yeah, how happy stupid. Birthday. Did you give a speech to all the leaders of the EU about how to be an entrepreneur or some fucking shit like that?
Jesus Christ. That's quite the outfit, Kim. And that's quite the outfit on the sister, too. Jeez. I don't know. Kunti Kardashian. I don't know which one she is. That's Kim. This is Courtney. No, that's not Courtney. Kylie. Huh?
Is that Ivanka?
No, Ivanka's not in that one. She's in this one. There she is. Look at Ivanka.
Look at that Nazi. Shame. That's the Trump administration right there. Gross. I'm unfriending you, Kim. Sorry.
Oh, and that's Bezos' fiance.
By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah. Helps us out.
How are big news there. Friends? How do you have not one friend that makes just minimum wage? How does that work out? It's not one guy that's like, "Oh, I just got off work at Little Caesars." Not one? Why is everyone from like, Amazon?
I think Kim might have actually made contact with one of the waiters.
Oh, really?
Once, yeah.
Eye contact?
Acknowledged their existence, yeah.
She just touched him. She didn't even look them in the eye. "I'm going to shit out my order."
Wait, is he totally losing his mind?
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, you said Sidney Powell wasn't your attorney. Are you concerned that you won't be covered by attorney-client privilege?
No, not at all. We did nothing wrong. We did nothing. This is all Biden. Indictments and impeachments, and this is all about Biden. He can't do anything right. The only thing they know how to do is cheat on elections and election fraud. This is all Biden stuff. All of these indictments that you see. I was never indicted. Practically never heard the word.
I was never indicted.
You got four indictments,
you twat.
Well, I think he's confused.
I never indicted.
Is he trying to... Sometimes when he talks, I think, are you trying to make a case that you're not mentally sound to stand trial for any of this shit? A lot. He sounds so fucking stupid.
Did you hear about, I don't think we talked about the ridiculous offer that Matt Gaetz and, you know, Biggs and the other twants of Team Looney, Team Looneyist, I should say, in the GOP, made in order to, I think it was Gaetz said it, in order to have everyone vote for Jordan.
No.
And they said, we, and it was the undersigned, all eight of them signed it. We will accept censorship, any kind of punishment. We will even resign if you will sign on. It's so important that we have a speaker and we have Jim Jordan as speaker. Everybody's like, fuck you. Get the hell out of here.
What the fuck does that mean?
Exactly.
What does that mean, though? That's weird as shit.
Well, they felt that they were being punished.
Yes.
By the, quote, moderate Republicans that would then not vote for Jim Jordan, even they know that Jim Jordan is the bestest speaker that's ever going to be the speaker.
I think some of them guys, and listen, Matt, and I don't know who else I'm speaking with, some other troglodytes, I think a lot of people were turned off by the fact that they got death threats if they didn't vote for Jim Jordan. That might have bothered them.
So this is Tom McClintock.
Okay.
Who is a Republican from California. So he's a purpley state.
Yes.
Republican. And I think he's one of the ones who Biden won his district.
Okay.
In the last election.
Right. So does he believe that Biden won?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He voted to...
nice to meet you, Mr. McClintock.
Certify.
Jeez.
I think.
How fancy.
he responded to his colleagues.
Yes.
In a letter on the official Congress of the United States letterhead. Dear wayward colleagues.
Right.
Your letter of October 20th. In which you graciously offered to martyr yourselves as long as you can get your way, is perhaps the most selfless act in American history. I was certain that our Republican colleagues, quote, who refused to vote with the Republican majority, would have been inspired by your stirring example of party discipline and loyalty to vote with the team, as you so eloquently phrased it.
Oh, wow. Yes, and what a team that is, huh?
I was frankly stunned when they did not. I do not understand why a handful of our fellow Republicans couldn't see the simple fairness of the principle to which you have been so unswerving in your devotion. Quote, heads I win, tails you lose. We should have been moved by your willingness to suffer, quote, censure, suspension, or removal from the conference. To enforce your personal preferences on the overwhelming majority of your unenlightened colleagues.
Damn.
We should have appreciated how you and 206 House Democrats saved us from a Republican speaker. We truly don't deserve you.
Jeez.
But your sacrifice is not in vain. You have succeeded in replacing the outdated concept of majority rule with an exciting new standard that a speaker must be elected by 98.2% of the Republican conference. Someday the Messiah will be born unto us who can achieve this miraculous threshold, and on that day your judgment will be vindicated and you will be hailed as the geniuses that you are.
Jeez.
There's just a little more. I think we are all truly humbled to learn that your, quote, fidelity to Republican virtues and principles remains unwavering. They said that in their letter.
That's awesome.
Who could not be moved to tears to read that you offer your self-sacrifice, quote, sincerely and with the hope of unity with purpose? With this in mind, I modestly suggest that you plan your martyrdom in the only way that truly matters, to have the wisdom to see the damage you have done to our country and to have the courage to set things right before it is too late, I enclose a proposed resolution that perhaps one of you can offer as we begin the fourth week of national paralysis and as the world burns around us.
Jeez. Well, I mean, maybe that did it. Do you think that did it? Come on. No, that, I thought that was well said. I mean, that was effective.
Sarcastic as fuck letter.
Well, yeah, you're telling me that didn't change one mind.
Should I read the names that it's addressed to?
That's true.
Matt Gaetz, Andy Biggs.
No. Who else?
What's her name? That
who is that?
That when she was asked about Jim Jordan's turning a blind eye to Dr. prostate exam.
That
she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard. I don't even heard any of that. He's not indicted, is he? I haven't heard anything about that. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Have you heard that?
Oh, I don't know. Is that indicted?
Nancy Mace, that's her.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Good, nah. Matt Rosendale, Eli Crane, Tim Burkett, Ken Buck are the rest of the the wayward colleagues, as this guy writes.
Well, McClintock, right?
Yes.
Well, good luck, buddy.
And here's his resolution. Resolved that the House Republican Conference condemns the vote whereby Kevin McCarthy was removed as Speaker of the House of Representatives on October 3rd, and be if further resolved that Kevin McCarthy is hereby declared the Republican nominee to fill the vacancy in the office of Speaker created by that vote, and be it further resolved that the Speaker pro tem is requested to convene the House at the earliest opportunity for the purpose of electing the Speaker. So he wants to put McCarthy back in.
Why not? That's a plan, right?
They want to take backseats.
But okay. Are they going to do it? They asked Matt Gaetz.
They could.
Why not?
If all of them voted, they could have take backseats and vote, put him back in.
I'm a little confused. Why does it matter what Matt Gaetz thinks outside of his vote?
Because he's one of the seven or eight they can't lose, or six or seven they can't lose.
God, that sucks. I'm sorry. I don't know who I'm apologizing to, but that's our guy. And I'm sorry. I didn't vote for him.
He seems to be the most verbal, the most out there.
Yeah.
Shame. He's their spokesmodel.
Shame. Well, you know, my problem with McClintock's message is that none of them will read that much. He posted that, correct?
Yes.
Can you say that out loud so they can just listen? Because they're not reading that. Matt Gaetz isn't reading that. He's a dumb fuck. You know what I mean? They're not like that. Why are you writing that much to them? You're one of them. You understand?
I guess Steve Bannon is less than impressed with Comer. He called him Comer the Clown.
Well, I mean, he's trying. I mean, come on, Steve. Not everybody's you.
Stephen Miller, on the other hand.
Yes.
Tweeted or truthed. Conservatives don't have much to be thankful for in Congress right now, but one very prominent exception is the dauntless Representative James Comer, who continues to unearth one smoking gun after another in his unflinching investigation of Joe Biden's corruption.
Wait, hey, Stephen, I guess you haven't refreshed your news app. Biden, now, drumroll please, was loaning money to his brother.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
The Oversight Committee, he tweeted, breaking, we have found a $200,000 direct payment to Joe Biden.
Yes.
That's it.
And some bet bills. Bills for some plumbing, apparently, I think, even. My God, and some other, I think there were groceries.
I think we've got some Venmos that we could probably.
There were groceries.
Chat about.
They found that they spent money on groceries. And they, you know what they probably would even find? That the last, on a vacation, that they paid for a vacation. You know who you wouldn't find that on? The expenses of Clarence Thomas. Not once. Looking at his shit. You stupid fucks. Is it this when they say we aren't impeaching him anymore?
No, that's not going to happen.
But they didn't. There's then what are they?
It's not going to happen until 2024.
I am not a lawyer.
These are Republicans.
I'm not a lawyer.
We had Benghazi for 8 years.
But you have to have a reason to impeach a person, do you not? Like,
who's asking?
Well, anyone. What do you? I'm impeaching Joe Biden for what? I mean, that is the basic question.
Well, because that's why.
Oh well.
All the corruption.
About what?
All the corruption.
God. You know what? I mean,
it's all on Hunter's laptop.
Our system sucks. It's stupid. it's crazy.
So yeah, Melania's trending because of that story about the bikini.
That's funny. Trump is such an asshole. Hey,
why don't you walk around in a bikini so other guys can see what they're missing?
You don't have anything. You know, I bet there's some people that would, you know, the weekend I hung out with, oh, I don't know, Kennedy or some shit like that. Maybe he said a few profound things or something after he was finished.
Kennedy Jr.? No.
Oh, yes.
JFK Jr.? Back from the dead?
No, I meant Robert F. Kennedy, excuse me. No, yeah. I mean, somebody, all the profound things presidents say, and ours is like, former presidents, like, put on a bikini. So sad.
We have also in the news.
A lot.
I'm turning off my ad blocker.
Right.
CrabDiamond.com/Amazon, everybody.
Yes.
So you'll remember the recent Mike Lindell symposium.
Lumpy pillows.
That produced the brave and earth-shattering new technology.
Yes. Oh, yes.
They have some, like, fucking drones that were supposed to, like, fly over the polling sites.
Their Wi-Fi detectors. And somehow
would be able to detect if there was any shenaniganry going on. If anyone was connected, stealing votes, putting votes in.
You fucking asshole.
Recently was begging for donations while he declared he's in the poorhouse. But earlier this year, he showed the audience at his symposium a drone that was attached to a Wi-Fi network detection device. By the way, we all have them. They're our smartphones.
Right.
Turn it on and look at your Wi-Fi, you can see every single connection there. And don't forget what these assholes did during the last election. They found alleged Wi-Fi connections.
Yes.
And like, look at the IP address that was active during this election building.
Right.
And it was a fax machine.
Yes. Well, that's how they were backdooring it. Correct?
Faxing it in and then stuffing it? How do you?
No, the signal would go into a fax machine.
But
you're into
voting
the
machines were connected.
No.
There is no network.
Oh. Well, I don't know then.
He said, we're going to run this, you know, nationwide. We're all the states are going to buy it and all that. We're going to protect the elections.
Yes.
However, there's a however.
Oh, no. It's nice that we'll be protected, though. I feel good about that.
Republican election officials in northern Kentucky, have now warned that any use of devices like that at or near the polls is not only illegal but likely a felony.
Right, guys, you just can't be doing that. Okay, can't I? You know what I would like to live in a fucking country where I can go vote at a polling booth and there's not a bunch of fucking crazy maggots flying drones right over my head with weird little. I don't care what the devices are. I don't want anything falling on my head when I'm trying to fucking vote. You know what I mean? All of a sudden now there's a bunch of dumbass drone pilots. accidents all over the fucking place.
Kenton County Clerk. This is from the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Ooh.
Or wait, is it Philadelphia?
Fancy. The Philadelphia Inquirer.
Oh, it's Kentucky. Somewhere is some Inquirer.
Nine!
Kenton County Clerk Gabrielle Sumama, S-U-M-M-E.
Sumama.
Said the devices may be able to unlawfully identify voters and could be small enough for people to sneak into polling locations. These are the kinds of things that keep me up at night, she said at the Board of Elections meeting on Friday.
Wait a second. I'm trying to understand.
These little drones.
She's scared of those drones.
It's a Cincinnati Inquirer.
How will that drone identify a voter, though?
It's got cameras on it, and also your phone will put out that if you've got your Wi-Fi turned on, phone will put out that signal and will show up on Mike Lindell's
right
list of possible Wi-Fi. Your phone will show up as a place to connect. Right?
This sucks. This is insane. This can't happen.
Or pinging. I mean,
you should be able to vote in America and not think you're going to have your shit pinged.
On Friday, she also added the devices, which Lindell said reveal whether voting machines are online when they shouldn't be.
Right.
Like I said, they might unlawfully identify voters.
Yeah.
The Kenton County Board of Elections of four people, unanimously voted that poll station workers would not allow people to use this device.
Thank you, guys. Give it up for everybody making an adult. This is the first person we've covered on Crab Diving today that made an adult decision, I think. This story ended up with an adult decision.
Kenton County Sheriff.
Yeah.
Charles Corzenborn.
We're going to shoot him out of the sky, motherfucker.
Is a Republican. Oh, who also sits on the Board of Elections.
Ooh, that's nice. Isn't it?
Said deputies will arrest anyone breaking the law at the polls.
Okay. Well, why wouldn't you? Why is this necessary to announce?
Voting machines, according to law, must not be connected to the internet, and it is a felony to connect to one online.
Yes, and now it's illegal for people to have these devices on drones right above where where they're pinging your shit.
Lindell unveiled his drone at the election summit in Springfield, Missouri in August.
How sad. The election summit with his little ping shitter.
He challenged the claim that voting machines aren't connected to the internet. I've been telling you all, we've been told a lie over years now that the machines are not on the internet. a blow, I guess, for poor Mike Lindell.
Woo! Jeez.
That his drones may not fly.
Yeah. Jeez, Mike. I mean, I don't know. My question would be, what do you do with these fucking... Did he pre-order a bunch of these? And they're sitting in a warehouse?
Okay, so Jeff, why don't you show them what we did? What we did in Florida.
The Election Crime Bureau is proud to introduce the WMD, or Wireless Monitoring Device. The wireless monitoring device is a sophisticated network connection monitoring system designed specifically with election security in mind. We have been told that our election computers are never connected to the internet. The WMD will put that to the test by detecting and reporting, in real time, Wi-Fi connections in county and state election offices. When an online connection is detected, the Election Crime Bureau...
this is crazy, right?
These are every building has Wi-Fi. Every government building, every person in there probably has a cell phone on them.
But wait, the difference is they're pinging your shit. Right. You're saying this device can ping my shit, meaning it can take my IP address and my name and all this shit. I mean, so that's illegal, right?
Right. Yeah, you can't be, you shouldn't be tracked when and where you vote.
I mean, wouldn't someone notice it?
In that way, I mean, voting, but.
Wouldn't it be a little distracting to be, you're voting, you're noticing, like, what's up with all these fucking drones?
It's bizarre.
He did shortly after when there was a outrage after that. He did try to walk it back.
Yeah, he took it off the drone. And then we made fun of it saying that.
But he literally flew a drone right there on the stage with his WMD attached to it.
And then he was just saying it didn't have anything to do with the drone. Right? I remember this. He was like, what drone?
But then he assured his supporters that his plan could go forward without using drones. I want to take away all the rumors that were started all around the country. He told Charlie Kirk.
But you did.
These are not drones, everybody. We brought it in on a drone just for the effect and to make it kind of cool. Bringing it in, all the excitement.
Okay.
The drones have nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay, Mike.
So it's legal. Believe me, we've had our legal team on this for over a year. So that's why they said in Kentucky, you could bring them in.
Yes.
But they're saying you can't.
You can't.
It's just like, it's like radio waves capturing it, he said.
But wait, you can't bring it in on a drone, or you can't bring it in at all.
You can't bring it at all.
Okay, good.
Right.
Thank you. Jeez. Boy, isn't that nice? What a small pleasure that is. Thank you for whoever decided to protect us from this shit. Why is Mike Lindell building these? What's his fucking problem? I thought he was the pillow guy. Why is he telling us to buy this thing? Are we buying it? What was his call to action? To buy one?
Well, yeah, he wants to have them everywhere in the country.
So we're sending you money to build one up through like a Kickstarter.
Oh, I'm sure they're not free.
Jesus.
I'm sure he's not providing them to anyone who wants them at no cost.
Do you ever miss being a pillow person, Mike? Like the guy that made pillows? But now you make weird, stupid... What is this shit? I guess tech. I guess you're an IT guy, Mike. Ooh.
Let's see. Else?
Yeah. I'm sorry, that video you showed me about the drone?
Yeah.
Was that with the British voice and everything? Was that Mike's video?
Yeah. That was the video they produced for the symposium.
Right. Here's my criticism is that you made it sound like the novel 1984 with the British voice for some reason. It sounded very Orwellian and fucking creepy. So good job on that. Mission accomplished. What a creep.
Well, and how stupid of them. If it's not supposed to be on a drone, they fly it in on a drone for effect?
No, they meant it to be on a drone and then they got in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretend. You're insane. It's insane to me that someone would think you could do this anyway. Like, you're just allowed to harass people voting. God, leave people alone with your fucking drones. I mean, is that what he wanted to do? To go to like a blue district and follow like people in, I don't know, Birkenstocks around with a fucking drone and scan?
So that was that's what we did on the first day. And the second day, I rolled out a plan. And part of that was we now have these devices that can monitor. And I want to take away all the rumors that were started all around the country. These are not drones, everybody. We brought it in on a drone to just for effect and to make it, you know, kind of cool, bringing it in, all the excitement. And what these.
Now I understand.
That's how you should have ordered your Hardee's that day.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, on a drone.
They wouldn't have got you in the drive-thru.
They would have followed that roast beef sandwich all the way home. That's how they would have found you. That's Mike Lindell's order. Track that shit. So
poor Mike Lindell just can't catch a break.
We got a lock on his location. His Arby's has arrived. I want the footage. Someone's got iPhone footage of him at that Arby's getting his shit taken. Please. Remember when his shit got pinged?
Yeah, there's got to be like freedom of information requests or something to be able to get a body cam footage of that of when they got him.
Didn't he complain about that? I mean, he complains about government overreach there. Like, he bitched about it. He got them all victim-y, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same point, he wants to deploy drones to spy on people, to ping their shit. Your shit got pinged. And now you want to ping somebody else's shit. Don't you see that?
He said, Macron, nice guy. You know, look, he's for France. I'm for us. I'm for us. You know how you spell us, right? You spell us, U.S. I just picked that up. Has anyone ever thought of that? I just picked that up. A couple of days I'm reading and it said us. And I said, you know, if you think about it, us equals U.S. Isn't that? Now, if we say something genius, they'll never say it.
He thinks he's a genius because he recognized two letters together. I just recognized that. Did you know that?
You were right to wait on this one. I mean, God damn. That guy was president. Shame on all of you. Open the window, Shelby. I want to yell at all these maggots.
Genius. He just called himself a genius.
You guys put us. It's this fuck, United Shush in charge of nuclear missiles.
We need to rethink our underestimation of him because he's obviously a genius, right?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Did you ever think that U.S. and us is the same thing?
No!
U.S. is nobody. Now, if we say something genius, they'll never say it. You know, we get 25, 30, 40, 50, 80,000, 100,000 people.
What?
I ruined it. Go back. I talked over it.
25, 30, 40, 50, 80. You know, we get 25, 30, 40, 50, 80,000, 100,000 people to speeches. They've never said Trump's a great speaker. Never said. I've never heard it. I said to my people, do you think they'll ever acknowledge I must be doing okay? Except I'm a very handsome person, so I guess a lot of you want to sit. They want to sit and look at me because I'm sad. Like a beauty pageant. He said,
God, that dumb fuck. At heart, like he just said, I could win a beauty pageant.
This is from RSBN,
that is an
right
assault.
Side broadcasting network. And at the bottom, it says, support Mike Lindell and RSBN. Shop now at mypillow.com/RSBN for up to 80% off of everything.
God, somebody like me might click on it. I mean, just as a joke.
Us, you know, did you ever stop and think of that? I was the other day, I was sitting there and it was like, us in U.S. Oh, wow.
What a crazy motherfucker. I mean, that's putting, again, that's putting what's his face out of business. That guy, Christopher
Guest.
Sorry, no more work for you, buddy. There's no way you can spoof this shit.
I think he's really.
He's left the building.
Really
the
losing
diaper
it. Yeah.
Is full, buddies. Somebody needs a change. Just throw some more pills in that big pile of fascist garbage over there. That rapist fuck. God! Shame on you. Shame, 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 you fucks. Seriously. Guys elected this guy. What the fuck? Oh my God. You couldn't vote for Hillary? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, we love stupid people. That's our problem. We reward stupid people. Oh. God. Is there more of that? Is that in? Or is he just, Jesus.
Well, that's one of the highlights.
That was an assault upon the census. I don't know how else. That was like just a beating. It's fucked up. God.
And he thinks because, you know, these idiots are cheering for him, that's proof that obviously he won the election.
Does he know he's in all kinds of trouble? That's what I was thinking listening to this one. Listen to this motherfucker muse about nothing and just sitting there. He's cracking himself up. He's literally cracking himself up. Of a joke that I think if a third grader said, I have a joke for you, they might tell you a better one than this. Has anybody ever thought of this? I don't know. No one with any discernible level of intelligence would think of that because it's not even worth thinking about. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
I feel like a supermodel except times 10.
See, he's a celebrity. He's a supermodel. He's in a pageant. This fucking Nazi has very few thoughts going on in his head. And again, he's in a lot of trouble. Is he on some drugs that make him forget that? Well, he actually said he hasn't been indicted earlier.
Well, right.
He actually thought he beat Obama, right? He thinks he beat Obama as president. He said that. He's doing good against Obama. Or he beat Obama, right?
Lock him up.
Yes.
This is him arriving outside.
Yeah, dude.
And it said the handlers were trying to usher the press away because there were people yelling, lock him up, well, lock him up.
Trump, I mean, this is on you, buddy. You did a lot of bad shit, and plenty of people hate you for it. And you know why? Because you're a fucking Nazi. Sorry.
Yeah, he's in New Hampshire.
People hate you a lot. They hate him this much in New Hampshire? In New Hampshire?
Trump's greeting crowd for his filing in New Hampshire today.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 60 people. It's not great.
Well, wait, that's... Oh, yeah, that's to celebrate.
He's the pro him. Yeah.
God, see, you said you got to be... When you're talking about this shit with him, you got to be more specific because you said his filing in New Hampshire. I assumed he was getting charged with something.
I will shut down Iranian energy and I'll unlock American energy like never before. And we will once again make the Iranian dictatorship very poor. And we're going to make the American people very rich. Look.
What a fucking idiot.
What a fucking moron. Got him to think, like, I mean, you know, however you feel like Blinken's diplomacy is going right now, I just say, just want to contrast that to whatever. Who would be Trump's Secretary of State? I didn't even want to say it out loud. Who would be Trump's Secretary of State? Would he have one?
I think there might be different titles.
I really think it would be Jason Miller.
Oh, yeah, or
it's somebody like that.
Right.
Newt Gingrich.
Corey Lewandowski was standing next to him in that clip where he was saying, "I don't have any indictments."
How terrifying.
What? Starved Hamas, and we took Hamas and Hezbollah and all of the rest that I don't think we've ever seen where they killed babies.
This is a highlight reel of his last. This is his last speech.
Excuse me, someone fucked with the speed on that, or no, does he naturally sound like that? Somebody get a doctor. He's gonna pull a Mitch.
So yeah, he's blathering away, and he's up in New Hampshire.
Boy, he sounds interesting there. I can't quite put my finger on what's going on, but he sounds.
To every American who's terrified that Crooked Joe's weakness will cause catastrophic global conflict. Excuse me, it already is. I make this promise to you as president.
He's making comments on his own speech.
Wait a second.
He's heckling his own speech.
He's not drunk.
Well, Addies or Zannies. I mean, I don't think he drinks.
So fucking drunk there.
I think it's Zannies.
Play this. You saying he's not drunk?
Mr. You as president, I will restore peace through strength, and we will prevent. We will stop World War III. We will not have World War III. And I know all the players. I know them all.
All the players? Jesus Christ. You know, I don't know. In a movie, the thing is when someone says, I will not do something, that actually means I will absolutely do something.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, I just want to say that I would like to think he would stop World War III.
Let's see. Also,
do these Christians want to hasten on the end times, and that's why they they want to vote for Donald Trump because he thinks he can end the world the fastest.
More chaos, the better. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't figure out any other reason.
Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. Look, that's a war that would have never taken place. Putin would have never done it.
God, he's a sweaty mess, too. His face is like, he's really schwitzing. Isn't he a mess?
I tell you what, if I'm the, is he paying a makeup person?
I don't know. Maybe he does it himself.
Fire that makeup person, Trump. That person should be fucking fired. They're doing a shitty. You ever heard of powder? I mean, motherfuckers, right?
People, one day, I didn't know you had flies in Iowa.
I hate flies.
By the way, I'll get in trouble for saying that. Cruelty to animals. No, it's true. You know, I said the other day, I was at a place, and it was a beautiful place, but they had, like, flies. And I said, get fly paper. They said, sir, they're not allowed to sell it anymore because of cruelty to animals. They actually said that. I don't know. Can you get fly paper? It used to be great, right? But they said, you can't do that anymore, sir. It's cruelty.
Why don't we lay that stuff all at the border?
It sounds like, I mean, is this his Star Search Comedy Set or something that he's doing? I mean, that is... Boy,
this is
I know we're doing a podcast for other people to listen to, but boy, I could listen to that again. That was, boy, he's good. Jeez, that was some good shit there. Good material, Trump.
That was meant for war. Now, who could imagine a war, right? With people pouring into our country and we have no idea from where they come. The same people in many cases, the same people that just attacked Israel. You know that, right? Can you imagine what this guy has done to us, what he's done to us? That would have never happened. The attack on Israel would never, ever have happened. The attack on Ukraine would never have happened.
God. Jeez. Mount St. Helens, I would have kept that from erupting. Never happened.
Why is he saying this? I mean, why does he think? Does he have something on Putin? Does he have blackmail or compromise on Putin? Or
no, he's lying. He's not going to stop.
Is he just talking out of his fucking asshole?
It would stop because he would become president and tell Bibi, why don't you just fucking nuke him?
Right,
just nuke him.
We started the show talking about him saying some stuff to that Australian guy just out of...
Well, yeah.
It's
all craziness.
Dear Santa, for Christmas, I want a president that won't leave the nuclear launch codes the fucking Golden Corral buffet or whatever he did. He left him. He left the launch codes near the bread sticks in Mar-a-Lago. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where it all started.
And in the shitter.
No. Really?
Well, there were boxes in the, in the shitter
right.
In Mar-a-Lago.
That's right.
Also, we've got a few more minutes here on the big show. We will... be back on Wednesday at the usual bat time.
You think by Wednesday there'll be a speaker? Tom Emmer? Have it sewn up?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think tonight's going to be a big shit show.
Can't you just pick one? You guys, here's the truth. You all fucking suck. Pick one that you all agree on that fucking sucks because they will fucking suck. And all you people that fucking suck, pick the one that you all like the most.
Well, but they can't.
There's a plan. Why
because
not?
There's such a small number of them. That's why.
Well.
Because then eight cunts can hold up the whole nation.
This is done before. They did this before.
Yeah.
They've elected a speaker before, which would make you think they could do it again. Why can't they do it again?
Whoa. They want to avoid the 17 vote.
Well, of course,
where McCarthy just had to run around with those old time those old time pants that underwear that had the little buttons that would where the back would flop down, you know, the jumpsuit kind of pajamas, and so you could take a shit. While he was running around just presenting his asshole for pounding to all of those scumbags like Matt Gaetz and stuff.
Well, we're getting somewhere. Pick the guy's asshole that you enjoyed pounding the most and send that. give him the gavel. What's wrong with the guy now? What's wrong with his asshole? Patrick McFuckface.
The maggots don't like him. The Gaetzes don't like him.
Oh, God. You know, by the way, I was looking.
Because he's not crazy enough.
I said the word fuckface, and it reminded me that somebody has some audio out there. Some Democratic representative yelling at her staff in Texas.
Oh, that's,
I can't find it, though. I can't find the audio, and it sounds funny as shit. Who did it, Mr. Fuckface? Or whatever. Mad.
She's a notorious kind of an asshole to me. Like nasty to her staff and stuff, I guess, years and years, supposedly.
Yeah. Well, somebody fucked up, obviously, and then they recorded the some...
Right. It's funny, I Googled Texas rep, and the one that came up is Ronnie Jackson.
Oh yeah,
swearing at the cop and being detained.
Oh, but isn't her name Jackson though? Isn't it
Jackson Lee?
Yes. But you can't
Sheila find, Jackson Lee.
You can't find the audio. Everybody's a big jerk off about it.
I thought it was released.
Oh, maybe I couldn't get the volume up on my computer to listen to it. Great.
She's blaming her opponent for leaking the nasty recording.
Yeah, but were you really yelling at your
Slate staff? Says Representative Sheila Jackson Lee is allegedly very good at swearing.
Oh, man. To me, it sounded like a good episode of Veep. I can picture Julie Louise Dreyfus saying that to her staff.
Democratic Texas Rep Sheila Jackson Lee, longtime figure in Houston politics, currently running for that city's mayorship. On Saturday, right-wing Texas site Current Revolt published a recording purportedly of Jackson Lee.
Yes.
In which she berates a staff member and discusses another who's not present while referring to them by what Fox News described creatively as profanity-based names.
Okay. Well, they were like Mr. Poo-Poo Face. And
you took a piece of paper from that woman regarding something that was owed by Duncantel. Where is it? What date was it?
All from Jerome took it upstairs. I have to call him. He took it up when I switched out the picture. I'll call him.
I don't want you to do a goddamn thing. I want you to have a fucking brain. I want you to have read it. I want you to say, Congresswoman, it was such and such date. That's what I want. That's the kind of stamp that I want to have. So some stupid other motherfucker did it, and I don't have the information. Nobody sent me the information. I need to ensure my schedule, and, if Boo-Boo did it, shit-ass did it, fuckface did it, and nobody knows a goddamn thing in my office, okay? Nothing. I gave it to you. Your job was to get it on the calendar, imprint it in your brain, or send me the information back saying, Congresswoman, I made sure that the Ovide Duncantel event that you gave me for so-and-so date at 7 is on the...
Well, this isn't honestly that bad to be... do you think?
No,
she's not screaming. She's in a car.
No.
I mean, she's being forceful.
Well, she's like, listen, I don't care if Boo-Boo Face did it, if Fuck Face did it.
That's the kind of staff I want to have. So some stupid other motherfucker did it, and I don't have the information. Nobody sent me the information. I need to ensure my schedule. And, you know, if Boo-Boo did it, shit-ass did it, fuckface did it. Nobody knows a goddamn thing in my office, okay?
Oh, boy.
Fucking gal. Not to, oh, Jerome has it. Okay? So when I call Jerome, he gonna be sitting up there like a fat-ass, stupid idiot, talking about what the fuck he doesn't know. Okay? Both of y'all are fuck-ups, a fucking F. It's the worst shit that I could ever have put together. Two goddamn big-ass children. Fucking idiot.
Both of y'all are fuck-ups, fucking F's. It's the worst shit that I could have ever put together. You two goddamn big-ass children. Now it's getting a little more personal.
Right. It's good.
Fat-ass, stupid idiot talking about what the fuck he doesn't know. Okay? Both of y'all are fuck-ups, a fucking F. It's the worst shit that I could ever have put together.
two goddamn big-ass children. Fucking idiots. Serve no goddamn purpose. Ain't managing nobody. Nobody's respecting them. Nobody gives a shit about what you're doing. And you ain't doing shit. And this is an example of it. I gave it to Jerome. This is not child's work. Okay?
I gave it to Jerome.
I
gave it to Jerome. I'm going to have to call him and see. This is what This is what set it off.
Oh, yeah, man. Don't give it to Jerome. I guarantee you something.
She said, you took a piece of paper from that woman regarding something that was, and then a name. She says, where is it? What date was it?
Oh, Jerome took it upstairs. I'll have to call him to pick it up. When I switched out the papers, I'll call him. And that's slowly I turned.
Yes. Something with Jerome. You never get
I don't want you to do a goddamn thing. I want you to have a fucking brain. I want you to have read it. I want you to say, Congresswoman, it was such and such a date. That's what I want. That's the kind of staff that I want to have. I'm putting more into it than she did. She was pretty...
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand.
Like, she wasn't screaming.
Problem. I don't get the problem.
It's inappropriate when she's like, both y'all are fuck ups. This is the worst shit I could have put together. Two goddamn big ass children, fucking idiots, served no goddamn purpose, ain't managing nobody. Nobody's respecting them. Nobody gives a shit about what you're doing.
Okay.
You ain't doing and you ain't doing shit. And this is an example of it. I gave it to Jerome. This is not child's work,
right?
Okay?
Well, wait. What's racist in there?
Who said it was racist?
Well, I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with what she said. It makes sense.
Well, it's inappropriate for a workplace to be talking to your staff like that.
Like what? You can't say motherfucker?
If boo-boo did it, shit-ass did it, fuckface did it? Well, and nobody knows a goddamn thing in my office, okay?
Nothing's racist or there's nothing sexually inappropriate or it's just a little, I guess, angry maybe.
Your job was to get it on the calendar, imprint it in your brain, or send me the information back saying, Congresswoman, I made sure that the Ovide Duncantel, that's the name, event that you gave me for so-and-so date at 7 is on the fucking calendar.
Yeah.
Not to, Jerome has it, okay?
Yeah.
So when I call Jerome, he's going to be sitting up there like a fat ass, stupid idiot, talking about, what the fuck? He doesn't know, okay? Both of y'all are fuck-ups.
The only inappropriate thing, she did body shame that one guy. That was inappropriate.
Sitting up there like
a fat ass. That wasn't necessary, congressperson. Please. Why would you do that?
Yeah, not professional, but...
Getting shit done.
But, man.
Getting shit done. I mean, I guess. What is she? She wants to be mayor of Houston, or...
Jackson Lee's mayoral campaign acknowledged the existence of the recording in a statement recalling its calling its release, quote, a low-handed political tactic meant to discredit a thriving mayoral candidate and distract voters ahead of early voting.
Well, I mean, listen, man, that's somebody, listen, that Jerome on her staff will never do that again, whatever he did. And that person will never again give it to Jerome, ever.
Jackson Lee writes the Defender, quote, has long had a reputation as a demanding, sharp talking boss. This is from Slate. In its floridity and intent, the diatribe bears some resemblance to the lines delivered by mega obscene congressman and staff abuser Roger Furlong in the HBO series Veep.
Yes.
Reached for comment. Former Veep producer said, "Delightful. Maintains calm throughout. Manages to find new phrasings."
There you go.
Delightful.
That's one of the best shows, man. I lift that line for Julia. Right? She should just say that. It's a good one.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So also, look at the time fucking flying here, man.
God, I guess Trump is just trash most of the time. I can't remember a recording we played where he wasn't fucked up.
Yeah, he seems in and out, but... And he's, you know, he's the, that diatribe was like,
that was amazing.
Like, what's his name from, British Veep? The Thick of It.
Oh, yes. Yes.
When, I love
that show.
Peter Capaldi plays the, well, he is Scottish, but he plays Malcolm. Malcolm Tucker, I think, was his name on the show. He was, that's an amazing,
what a great show.
That
man.
Was the precursor to Veep, kind of.
And we're comparing Trump to a character on that show, and it's not a favorable comparison, right?
Right. Well, but we're comparing Sheila Jackson Lee to. I'm comparing Sheila Jackson Lee, not Trump.
Oh, you know,
I mean, her diatribe, not Trump's diatribe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yes. Oh, her diatribe made sense. Listen, she's trying to get shit done. And this person's just like, here, Jerome, here, go ahead. Right? And she would get there and she's like, Jerome hadn't done shit. He's just fucking sitting there. He doesn't know. You didn't even look at the thing you were supposed to. You're supposed to get it done, not just give it to Jerome, I think is her fucking point.
So the leader of the opposition is going to be filmed at a police station at the exact moment that his head of communications is being arrested. Yes, okay, great, great. So that's a sack full of face-chewing rats. Thank you very much.
Look, this is what you have to deal with, right? It's just another day at the fuck office.
So now I have to step into your shoes, but after you've shat in them.
Ollie, look at me. I'm not pulling anything out of my magic hat. The rabbits are falling to pieces. Their fucking heads are coming off and frightening the kids. So somebody else is going to have to help out.
Well, who says I even want to be you, Malcolm? Who says that?
Nobody says that. Except every screaming atom of that etiolated stick of fuck you call a body says that. Every fibre of your being, every stamen says that. But you are not me, Ollie. And you never will be me. I knew Malcolm F. Tucker, sir. And you are no Malcolm fucking Tucker. You're not even fucking Manchester's top Malcolm Tucker tribute band.
You're not even Manchester's Malcolm Tucker tribute band. That's a little bit of Malcolm.
Right.
About me. You know fuck all about me. I am totally beyond the realms of your fucking tousle-haired, fucking dim-witted, compra fucking henshin. I don't just take this fucking job home, you know. I take this job home, it fucking ties me to the bed, and it fucking fucks me from asshole to breakfast.
From asshole to breakfast.
I take this job home, it ties me to the bed, and fucks me from asshole to breakfast. Yeah, the thick of it.
I love that.
You may have to have subtitles on.
Beautiful.
For Malcolm sometimes, because he's very Scottish, and sometimes he talks very quickly.
That's awesome.
Also, we've only got a couple moments left here in the show. Yay. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right.
This is, I think I have a clip here that's taking a moment to load.
Yes.
While it's doing that, where are your shows coming up?
Where are your Benson-related shows? In Pensacola this weekend, where you can see some comics talk about things like the Flat Earth.
Oh, they're dicks.
Yes. You know, there is a show actually somewhere.
N-word.
I'm not in this show, but there's a show where it's 9/11 conspiracies versus January 6th conspiracies.
Oh, God.
So you know what I mean? Like, those jokes, they're having a joke off. I don't know the point of that.
Oh, here we go.
But I'm talking to you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get it. And I respect you no matter if you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, whether you're black or white. But I will tell you this.
Well, not a Jew.
The divide and conquer is working. And when white people that are some of the most innovative, I'd say Japanese are right up there as well.
What the fuck? I want a list.
When white people, I mean, Japanese are innovative too.
Race ranked by innovation potential as per Alex Jones.
The most innovative, I'd say Japanese are right up there as well.
Almost.
But I mean, let's not lie. White people are incredible. They're amazing. and all groups are amazing. I love humanity. But the attack that white is bad and you're bad because you're white, and all of this, I mean,
which nobody says. Nobody says that. If somebody says racism is bad and what you take offense to it, you are a racist.
What is
and this? That's what we don't. Nobody's insulting your whiteness. They're insulting your racism, you cunts.
What is this fucking point?
I mean, you look at the cathedrals white people built. You look at Beethoven. You look at the science. You look at all of it. And a lot of bad's been done. But, I mean, white people are amazing. And everybody else is incredible and amazing as well.
Oh, but thank you.
They are literally out there saying it's inherently bad to be white.
No.
What do you think a young white person who's not sophisticated yet thinks when they see that?
Oh, you mean like everyone watching your show?
Yeah. An unsophisticated white
person? Not sophisticated yet.
Yet.
Thinks when they see that. They get aggregated into another column that the globalists are going to use once they collapse society to be the commanders of the global extermination force.
Oh, shit. Boy, that's complicated, Alex. You're going to have to show me and your then spreadsheet. The
white people are going to kill everybody. What? Hitler was just a dress rehearsal.
Right. Oh.
I am literally jacked into the Holy Ghost.
What?
And God tells me you need...
I got to pull that one.
Oh, my God.
I literally am jacked into the Holy Ghost.
Literally jacked into the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
And God tells me, you need to give everybody an opportunity to join. And we're going to take everybody with us.
Okay.
And if you don't do this, I'm going to cut you off. You understand? And I'm like, yes, sir. I get the directive.
Is he literally saying he's going to lead the white people to kill us, to kill all the bad people? Well, what is he saying?
That he is.
We actually got to go.
He's jacked into the Holy Spirit. I mean,
I'm going to save this. We will revisit this on Monday.
Jack in for our next show on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, I mean, because, we definitely, there's a little bit more of this. There's like a minute left. We need to explore like the Zapruder film.
Oh, that's a good one.
Let's get out of here, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back on Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Second hour, special guest Michael James Benson.
Jack in.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit. We get a little commission. And check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. RatedRComedy.com.
All the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We'll hit you up again on Wednesday. Remember, white people are cool.
Stay jacked in.
Jacked in.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.